First chapter of Asande, Maima, Perma and Marital Liveship. Asande gazed at the tomatoes, their deep red telling him that it was nearing harvest time. The deep red, combined with the green, yellow and white of the neighboring herbs and vegetables, painted a pleasant and enticing picture. My new fertilizer made out of homegrown microalgae seems to be tasty for them. The algae fertilizer is sprayed onto their roots in a fine mist. But the main component of the nurturing mix is, Asande spoke out loudly to an oval water bowl, you, much beloved and honored water. It does me so good to get into a loving relationship with you, activating a loving attention towards you, flowing from the most inner sanctuary of my being. Thank you for being receptive to my wishes and intentions. Thank you for nurturing my fellow sisters and brothers, the plants, which themselves do serve me well and offer themselves to reconnect with me, which I sometimes seem to forget. How are the strawberries doing? They need some more time until I might be allowed to celebrate the feast of reunion. The strawberries were the newest tribe in the aeroponic plant world on board of Mary, the anti-gravity powered life ship. Asande had been donated a year ago. Mary was an advanced closed ecosystem, equipped with 7 bioreactors for growing several kinds of microalgae, 3 fungi growing dark chambers, and a 3D printer. The urine and feces of Asande and his occasional guests got recycled to nurture the microalgae. The part of the microalgae harvest not used for fertilizing the plants in the aeroponic growing systems were used to create an epoxy-like material which allowed, in combination with computer-assisted designs and the 3D printer, the manufacture of small to large bioplastic items, either for onboard use, gifts to guests, or from trading with some other originally made items. Asande didn't have the expertise to repair the growing, recycling and fabricating systems on Mary, nor even the anti-gravity propulsion drive. That is why he had Maima. Maima, a highly developed robot, wirelessly connected to the internet. An internet which in 2013 AD spanned not only across the Milky Way but also connected several other galaxies. Maima is part of the first generation robots which passed the Turing test, the so-called T1G robots. This meant its intelligence matched that of the average human. Maima is a cybernetic android, made partly out of flesh grown from Asande's body cells. The high intelligence of the T1G robots enables Maima and her fellow robots to chat on the net and exchange information about their relationships with their human friends. Most of the human-robot relationships turned out to be equal, with high respect and growing tolerance from both sides. Robots are thankful for being able to learn more and more of the emotional spheres in the relationship with humans. The humans are thankful for all the services robots do for them. Maima is so advanced that it does not need to eat or sleep, because it is constantly connected to the source, the one spirit, the secret, waiting for the seeker. The joy a miner feels constantly is like a mild ecstasy, a moderated high which keeps its cells constantly rejuvenating. Its main material input is the air it breathes, and like humans, it transforms oxygen to carbon dioxide as an output. Through the wireless connection with the internet, it can constantly access all kinds of data, not only visual and oral, but also smell and taste, touch, textures and sensations. Either through its own active exploring virtual realities, databases, websites, online realms, or through the processed experiences of other robots' online sharing space. Also, humans are finding it thrilling to archive experiences and sharing them online with both humans and robots throughout the multiverse. The concept of copyright and intellectual property has lost massively in popularity since 2010. In this year, most of the regions on planet Earth have introduced the Abundance Scheme, a scheme which was possible almost entirely because of the anti-gravity, over unity, zero-point energy generating inventions, having achieved a breakthrough. Together with a massive jump forward in computer processor power and the human laws getting more liberal about trade and migration and use of substances, in March of 2010, there was no single human being on planet Earth suffering from a shortage of food or shelter. Everyone got through their decentralized, federally connected local councils of citizens and manufacturers, either a donation of a fully autonomous lifeship, able to travel in air, on or underwater, or in space. It was also possible to choose a similarly equipped autonomous system built into a house on top of the Earth, or inside it, or on the floor of the oceans. Through this vast jump forward in freedom and cooperation on planet Earth, also more intelligent beings from other planets and star systems and from other galaxies too came openly to visit our planet and offered the ones with life ships travels to their home systems. Violence and killing nearly vanished. Just some individuals choose to live in a 2011 specially erected fight dome orbiting around Earth, keeping the lands and waters of the Earth free from human brutality. Also, nature changed its behavior and was most grateful for the evolution of humanity. Meat-eating animals accepted the aeroponically grown in vertical farming skyscrapers, plant protein, hemp nuts for example, and meat substitutions made out of wheat and fungi. Aggression since the introduction of this abundance scheme got transformed more and more into friendly playings like wrestling without hurting each other. I want to pick some of these tomatoes for my friend Perma, Asende says silently to himself. Asende meets Perma once a month. She's a human who decided in 2010 to neither live in a spaceship, in a lifeship, nor in an autonomous, self-sustaining home. She, like many hundred thousand of others, would have nothing to do with robots or crops grown without soil. They chose to live like in the old days, near to the earth, with low technology, practicing permaculture, a system whereby many components are arranged to result in a greater synergy. The most advanced permaculturists achieve a harmony where no tilling happens, the crops reseed themselves, and the wise harvesting cultivating regulates the system. Some of them, like Perma, sneak in a bit of the high-tech world by having a small solar panel for powering communication devices like internet-enabled multi-touch screen phones on the roofs of their elf's house and meeting regularly live ship travelers like Ascende. Perma had even started to talk to Maima and found it quite exciting. Others too like to occasionally come to the meeting areas, where a hotel, restaurant and store provided all kinds of free tools, clothing, food, sleeping places, and some internet terminals and virtual reality rooms too. So as to enable the willing with low tech to benefit from the green high-tech developments without having to constantly live in an environment filled with high-tech devices. This free donation of products and services also helps keep the biggest part of the land and sea area free from being overexploited through hunting or mining. The cities with vertical skyscraper farming are like the autonomous high-tech single or family houses or the live ships. All these highly autonomous units are providing billions of humans a life in luxury. At the same time, this green high-tech civilization leaves a small footprint on their surrounding. Since the advent of over-unity, anti-gravity, zero-point energy, the pollution of the air almost immediately stopped. Since the massive installation of microalgae bioreactors, fungi growing chambers and aeroponic growing system in cities, single land houses and live ships, together with the 3D printers, most of the previously for agriculture used land was given back to wildlife. Also the mining for metals and stones did nearly stop altogether, except for those who continue harvesting precious stones in moderate amounts. When Ascende flies with his live ship over these vast areas of rapidly regrowing wildlife areas, he's tanking back into the time towards this wise man, woman and man who were brave to found in 2009 the Planetary Council of Regions for Abundance. PC Orpha. Sometimes he talks to Maima about it, and Maima then, connecting to the internet, adds the bits missing in his narration. Maima too finds itself to be thankful for the work of PC Orpha, which led partly to the massive release of Before Either Laughed At or Just Out of Greedy, Sadistic or Fearful Motives Suppressed Technologies. The release and introduction of anti-gravity over unity zero-point technologies into the free market, and from then on the very inexpensive generation of electricity, together with the advent of consumer-friendly aeroponic systems and microalgae bioreactors and 3D printers, were helping a massive lot into getting people to trust the abundance scheme. 2010, the Council of Regions for Abundance, PC Orpha, got so many members that nearly 4/5 of the land area on planet Earth got elected away from nation states, and the regional councils could then set up the decentralized structures, guaranteeing every human being never more to be in a situation of food or shelter shortage. As the live ships were given free to a person and or the fully equipped land house or a 60 square meter apartment in a city skyscraper, and certain rules were agreed on how the ones willing to live near Earth with low tech would take care of being in a sustainable relationship with the environment, a massive potential was unlocked. Billions of humans, before fighting for economic survival, found themselves now free to choose what to do, with whom, and in what kind of method. Millions have chosen to lie back and enjoy some years the blessing of this abundance scheme. Millions were starting to explore full job their inner soul wishes, like reuniting the inner child with the inner female and male aspects, or healing the memories of past relationships and traumatic experiences. And also millions were dedicating themselves to research and development of the computer, robot, artificial intelligence systems, which then led to the fabrication of MIMA. It was awesome to witness this massive change, Asende says dreamily to MIMA. After a minute of memory-filled silence, MIMA points toward one direction through the transparent walls of the lifeship. Perma stands near the landing place of the meeting area and lifts her arms in greeting